Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday, August 2nd, and this is a meeting of the Lebanon Township Committee. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy on the Township website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. We're gonna rise for the flag salute when I tell you, and then we're gonna have a moment of silence. Our Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver passed away yesterday. I don't know if you knew that, but so we'll have a moment of silence, and then for our first responders, frontline workers, and members of our military. So please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. First up, presentation of the minutes. The minutes of the
roll call.
I'm so tired today. Go ahead, Kim. Roll call.
Mr. Schmidt.
Present.
Mr. McKee.
Here.
Ms. Kohler.
Here.
Mr. Wunder.
Here.
Mr. Radikowski.
Okay. First up, presentation of minutes of regular and executive session of July 19th, 2023. Any discussion or a motion to approve? We'll take them as a group, unless you want to talk about them separately.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular and executive session minutes of July 19th, 2023.
Anybody going to second?
Second.
Well, Tom already got it. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is public comment limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open a public comment for agenda items only?
Make a motion to open the public session for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Seeing none, I'll make a motion to close for public session.
You're jumping ahead of me. You gotta. All right.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have an ordinance. This is the public hearing for the ordinance will be on August 16th, 2023, and it's to amending Chapter 214, which is the fire official section, Article 1, 214-7 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, entitled Appointments, Term of Office Removal. So any discussion?
None on the introduction.
Hmm?
None on introduction.
Okay, so just no discussion, just and motion to introduce?
We'll make a motion to introduce Ordinance Number 2023-06, Ordinance Amending Chapter 214, Article 1, and 214-7 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, Appointments, Term of Office Removal.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And again, public hearing on August 16th, 2023. Next up is Resolution Number 92-2023, awarding a contract for rock salt, and I see that there's a typo on the header. Morton.
Yes.
Morto-A-N. Morton Salt. Any discussion on this? It's part of a co-op. We don't have to go out for bid.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 92-2023, awarding contract of rock salt with the amended A crossed out of Morton.
For a price of $72.84 per ton.
2,000 tons.
2,000.
If we need it.
Right, but we're not obligated to it, so right. That's good. Why can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is a biggie. This is the approving, it's Resolution 93-2023, approving collective bargaining agreement by and between Hunterdon County PBA Local 386, Lebanon Township Unit, and Township of Lebanon. So I don't know if Mike worked on this. Do you want to talk about it at all, Mike?
Just a couple of overview comments. So the turn, it's a four-year contract beginning January of 2022, so we're a year and a half into it that we've negotiated, going through December 31st, 2025. Typically, each side brings a number of requests, as they did this time. We go through the negotiations, understanding each other, understanding the priority for each. We made it through to this point and have a headline 3% annual salary increase. It goes through the different categories and steps. We believe and hope that it's a fair contract to both the police officers and the taxpayers. It is always challenging with any public employee, especially with the police, to kind of negotiate the dollars and cents as a compensation for what they do. The police clearly provide invaluable service to the public, but you have to get it to reality, and this is where we settled on both sides.
Okay. So if there's no discussion, further discussion, we would need a motion to approve and ratify the collective bargaining agreement on behalf of the township and to authorize the mayor and deputy clerk to sign.
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next up is resolution number 94-2023, which is the purchase of a Draeger Alcotest system. Is this used with the Bright Speed line? Do you have that phone line?
That's why we have the
second. We only have that one Bright Speed line. That's what I was wondering. Okay. So this is under state contract T-3031, so we don't have to go out for bids on this. $19,350 from Draeger Incorporated. I do see a typo on this, I think, in the 1, 2, 3, the fourth paragraph. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey, that it does hereby authorize and approve. It says is. Any other discussion?
I would only add that I believe that the plan is to pay for this from the ARP grant.
Okay, that's good to know. But it said something in here about that.
No, I don't.
It doesn't need
it, right?
It doesn't need to say ARPA? Okay.
No, it's right. That's a back end.
Situation. Funds are certified.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Funds are certified, exactly.
Right. It says it in here.
Very good. Okay. Next up is.
You need a roll. You need a vote.
Anybody make a motion?
Yeah. Nobody made a motion yet.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 94-2023, purchase of Draeger Alcotest system.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. No unfinished business. Next up is new business. We have a resignation of Patrolman Christopher Bork. He's been with us for 2 years, and he's taken on a job with the county Hunterdon Prosecutor's Office. So we wish him well, but he'll still be involved with Lebanon Township, which is great, hopefully in a good way. Right? So can I get a motion to accept his resignation with regrets? What?
I would suggest a resolution.
Okay.
And the only reason is that I ran into this issue, another one in my town, where the question became, you know, the resignation of an employee. The first thing a judge asked for was, where's the resolution accepting the resignation?
Should we do a motion and
memorialize it?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's not the best method. Whenever you know, whenever you're going to have an accepted employee, it's the first thing the judge asked for, and then we had to go back and get minutes and right. So I don't want to. I don't want you guys to be in that position. You have the resolution, boom, done. So we'll do a resolution. You can accept it, but we'll make sure we do a resolution for next meeting.
Yeah, and
just
he
for
was
future. For future, just if it's going to be, to have the resolution, so it's in writing.
Okay. So we're going to backdate it to the day that he...
Yeah, effective, for the effective mm-hmm. date.
Just because even for the motion now, it would be effective July 21st.
Well, yeah, whenever it's...
right.
Whenever it's in the... What's he say? I think he says it's the 23rd, he said, right?
Yeah, effective July 23rd. Yeah, he was sworn in on the 24th over at Hunterdon, so...
Right. So it would be a motion to accept the resignation of Officer Patrolman Chris Bork, mm-hmm. effective July 23rd, 2023.
With... And you have to make a motion to memorialize it, too?
No, we'll do it at the next meeting.
Okay.
I'll make the motion as stated by the attorney.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is a police chief request to fill vacant position and approval to advertise said position. So I don't know if you want to talk about this, but basically Christopher is leaving and we need to replace him. It's deemed that we should replace him.
Yeah.
Because when we hired everybody that we've hired, even in the last year, basically it wasn't right. You needed it whether people left or not. So
most efficient.
So any discussion?
You're looking for a motion to authorize the chief of police to advertise for a patrolman?
Advertise and to go forward with hiring, basically.
Right. Fill the vacant position.
Yeah.
I think the hiring comes back as an action. I think this is just advertised, correct?
Yep.
Well, it's motion to approve the chief's request to fill the position and to advertise the position.
I think you should advertise for the position.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, when you have a candidate, then there would be a resolution to do the appointment.
Okay.
So there are two separate steps.
Can I get that motion?
I'll make a motion to authorize the chief of police to advertise for a new patrolman.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is the DPW purchase of a Hunter wheel balancer. Once again, this is a state contract. I'd like to purchase the Hunter wheel balancer for the mechanic. It would replace the current wheel balancer, which is not fixable. We have had a technician out several times with no success. He's advised us it needs to be replaced. I've attached the email confirming such. The funds are certified by the CFO, and this is signed by Warren Gabriel. Discussion? Can I get a motion to...
Can I suggest?
A resolution?
Yes. I mean, is it beyond your bid, quote, right? It's your quote is $6,600. You can wait for the next meeting. I don't like doing a memorialization, and then, it's off a state contract, but again, it's because it's above your quote threshold. I think it's, can't emphasize enough the need to document those purchases.
Okay.
Same for the second one, next
one. We're actually behind on...
What's that?
We're behind on a resolution from the last meeting.
I just, and I remember that driving up. That's why I said, gosh, there was one that came, and I remember that driving up to memorialize that.
So then we're just going to table the next one.
No, you can, as long as I think we can discuss it if you guys are okay with it, then say I'll prepare the resolution for the next meeting.
So what you're saying is we can approve it and
no?
Memorialize. That's what I'm saying. So we're just going to discuss it, but we're not going to have an action on it.
Well, other than if anyone has an objecting with proceeding with the resolution, that's what you would do. You can certainly have a discussion if you guys are from that perspective.
I have no comment on it.
Anybody else have any comments? So the next, it's, again, Warren Gabriel looking for a 2023 Case Boom mower. We would like to request permission to purchase a Case tractor with Alamo Boom mower. It would be replacing the 2000 Case tractor with Alamo Boom mower with 3,885 hours on it. The mowing head is shot, and the arms for the mower are all worn out. Another one that's certified by the CFO, and it would be coming out of state. It's actually a Sourcewell co-op contract. So
it was approved in 2022 in the capital budget.
Right. Yeah, so Greg certified that. So those both will have to come back.
Resolution, right. Now, just if I get a Sourcewell co-op, we're a member of the Sourcewell co-op.
I've never...
Right.
Anybody know about the Sourcewell
right,
co-op?
Right, that's why the question I had, because he referenced it.
DPW liaison, are we a member of the Sourcewell co-op?
I don't remember that particular name. But
or is it a co-op?
There's been a lot of co-ops.
Right, I know. So I'll follow up with Warren to see where that co-op is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those are co-ops that are offered through joint purchasing with the county. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Just want to make sure we have the right train connection for that purchase.
I was just noting that the purchase price combined for the tractor and the mower are $176,409.92.
To be discussed at the next meeting or voted on. Shared services agreement. These are other ones we worked on. This was a shared services agreement for law enforcement officer for the special law enforcement officers at the school. where it was up for the 2023-2024 season. This is for Voorhees, and it's a 10-month. They use our officers. They pay us for our officers, and this year it's going to be a 9.7% increase, which is $76,250 per SLEO. There's three of them. And that was based on an increase of $3 an hour that's set by the superintendent and the joint chiefs, I guess, that get together with. Yeah. So it went from $32 an hour for the special law enforcement officers for until $35 an hour. So the total contract amount is not to exceed $228,750 for the 10 months of work, which the school will pay us. And so that's that. Can I...
What? This is for which one?
This is what? Voorhees Special Law Enforcement Officer.
Right. So, so this, it, you know, because the one that I, that was a little confusing, the three that were sent to me, some of them seemed to be redundant, and then there was one that had an automatic renewal provision. I'm not, I think there's, is there a third agreement?
There was one that you had an extra year you could add
right.
to it. I forget which one that was, but you, we're only looking at Voorhees today. There's two for Voorhees. One is for Special Resource Officer. One is for the SLEOs, which are the Class 3s. Is that
right.
what they are? Officers. So you always have one full-time officer at the school.
Right,
and
so
they rotate.
But there was, I'm saying there was one that had an automatic additional year to it.
If you wanted to. Yeah, that was.
No, it wasn't.
That might have been Wood Glen.
That's not the, right. That
might have been Wood Glen,
right.
which we wouldn't be talking about
okay.
tonight.
All right. So that there's that one that was a PDF that I had seen.
Yeah.
That automatically renewed under the same terms and
yeah.
conditions, right?
These both are, they're not, that's not the one. It
right.
was Wood Glen.
So then the other thing I would say is, again, because it's a shared services agreement, by statute, it requires a resolution, and they're not effective unless and until both agencies have a resolution that adopts it. Right.
I am. Well, it would be good to know this before the meeting.
I understand that, but yeah. I was away, and I didn't
All
know about
I just,
it, right?
Yeah.
And I advised well in advance of the meeting that I was not going to be here.
I know that. I'm
right?
just saying it. I just don't want people to think we didn't do our homework.
No, I understand that, but my point is that I was away Thursday, Friday
I know.
To get back, so when I was out
I
of state, didn't have access to emails.
Mm-hmm.
I explained all that.
I know.
So, you know, but I the only thing I'm saying for Shared Services Act, it shouldn't be anything new, because under the statute, Shared Services statute, it requires the agencies to have resolutions approving.
Would it be practical for us to authorize the mayor to sign in order to send to the school board for their approval at their board meeting, and then
the problem is it they're not effective unless under the Shared Services Act, they're not effective unless and until resolutions are adopted. That language specifically says it.
Could we make it effective after the school board approves it? Because they're waiting, as I understand it, they're waiting to get this on their agenda.
Yeah, 8:15, they're going to have a Board of Education meeting.
Well, they can have it on their agenda. Frankly, that they should approve it first before you approve it.
I agree.
That's the process. I mean, you usually, when you're the party, the talent, whenever the governing body is the party to a contract, the other party should agree to the terms and conditions first, and then you approve of it. So their meeting's on the 15th, which is before your meeting anyway, right? So this is an agreement. If you guys are okay with the terms, you can send them the agreement, have them approve it. They should have a resolution
mm-hmm.
authorizing it, because it doesn't become effective until they adopt the resolution as well. Right, they need that resolution, and then you adopt it after they adopt it.
Well, I'm not sure if that's ever happened, because in the past, all the contracts we have, they didn't have any resolutions attached
yeah.
to them. So, yeah.
We need a vote to say that we're comfortable sending this for them. Or
well, if you want to take a vote from that perspective, that the terms are acceptable, and that you know for them to vote on it, that's fine. But you know, again, in order for it to be effective under the statute, resolutions are required.
We should so probably make, just
I'll
wait, table it.
I'll make a motion.
No, you
don't
can't table it, because they can vote on it.
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to send this both agreements to the Board of Education for their approval.
And I'll second that with the knowledge that they have to do it by resolution.
They should. Hopefully they know that, but if not...
When you send it over, tell them.
Right. right.
So we don't go
when
through
they
this.
They send us a resolution back, then we'll
right.
have a resolution to approve.
And, like, again, that's under the Shared Services Act.
Okay.
All right.
Motion and second.
Yeah, and that's, we didn't take them, do you want to take them together? I'll go through the second one, too.
I said them together, but...
Yeah, okay, because I didn't go through the numbers on the regular law enforcement officer, regular police officer is not, the new amount is up to $105,400, which is a 5.03% increase over last year for the 10 months, and it's due to the collective bargaining agreement. So I'll do the same thing with that. And if we're okay, you could take them as a...
My motion
covered it, but I hadn't read the numbers. So
it, is that the one that's with the... there's one that has, you have language in there about, has the extension. For
that's
one.
Wood Glen School. That's,
I know.
Well, this one has it, too.
Right.
I don't know.
The one that's...
Terms of Agreement, number 19.
For law enforcement officer. That has that paragraph in it as well.
Number 19. Oh, on the SLEO? Because there is no 19.
It's for the law enforcement officer.
Term of agreement. Oh, here it is, yeah. Upon action by both parties, the agreement may be renewed for an additional one-year term. But we don't want to renew at the same rate, so...
Well, right.
We're not going to do that.
But also, all right. Right after that, it says may be terminated by either party.
No, you can have a 30-day notice, right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to bring your attention to that paragraph, because the other one clearly is a one-year contract.
So, the motion is to go, you made it already. So did I get a second?
Roll call. We need a vote.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is presentation of the vouchers.
I have none.
Oh. Is that Abe's?
Abe doesn't have any to call for.
All right.
Got Warren Asphalt. $1,548.44. Excuse me, Warren Asphalt again. $2,624.41. Smith Tractor and Equipment, $2,134.18. Griffith Allied Trucking, diesel, $2,551.91. Garden State Highway Products, $1,885.50. East Coast Emergency Lighting, this is outfitting order of patrol vehicles. That's $12,477.01. Nicole.
Okay, I have one for CDW Government, and these are for the computers and network hardware for the police department. The bill came in $7,892.19. Next up is correspondence. We have one thing.
Oh,
yes.
I'll make that motion in the amount of $44,589.06.
Do you have the bill list? I have that bill list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 So the bill list for the period ending August 2nd, 2020, there it is, $44,589.06. Okay. Next up is correspondence.
You gotta record your vote, Mayor.
What?
I think you voted on that.
We did.
No,
yeah.
You did. You vote, record your vote? I didn't. Here it is. Did you record your vote?
Yes.
Did you vote?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
It's
a yes.
All right. Next up is correspondence. It's the county certified 2023 tax rate. Does anybody have any discussion on that?
Yes, I do. I think I want to bring to the public's attention. So since the last meeting, this is now for the 2023 tax rate. And when we go through our budget, we talk to the community, we do our best and told you that we came to just under a 2% tax increase for Lebanon Township. Some months later, due to state procedures and the like, and that's all normal, we get the actual total tax rate. We've always told you that the municipal tax rate is about 1/8 of what you actually pay in your property taxes. So I was a little bit surprised to get, we all got it, we were all surprised, that our taxes for Lebanon Township are up just over 5% this year. Of course, causing me to look to figure out where that is, where that's coming from. We have an 11.4% tax increase coming on the county taxes. Now, you're probably as surprised as I am, because in April, the county commissioners released a press release where they said, bold headline, Hunterdon Commissioners freeze county tax rate for fifth year in a row in its 2023 budget. Freeze the tax rate. Then you go on to say, meeting a pledge made in January by the Hunterdon County Commissioner Zach Rich, the Hunterdon County Tax Board tax rate will be frozen for a fifth straight year. Rich, who became board director on January 4th, stated back in January, said as prices and rates continue to escalate everywhere else due to inflation, this board can keep in check for our taxpayers and homeowners the one cost that is our responsibility, the county tax rate. And with this budget being introduced tonight, the goal has been successfully achieved due to our conservative fiscal philosophy and the solid financial foundation established over the years. County tax rate, blah, blah, blah. Commissioner Van Doren said the flat rate for five straight years doesn't happen by chance, but rather is the result of a detailed budget review process. The budget committee goes line by line through expenses to ensure the tax dollars are used wisely and sparingly, blah, blah, blah. County Commissioner John E. Lanza, member of the budget committee, said freezing the rate again is a remarkable achievement due in large measure to the combination of strong fiscal oversight, continued innovation in government, and commitment of our county department leaders in the budget process, blah, blah, blah. So they did hold the tax rate flat for 5 years in a row. What they're not telling us, what they didn't tell us, is that the taxes that anyone pays is your tax rate multiplied by your property value. The property values countywide increased a little over 8%, So they knew that they could hold the tax rate flat and they would collect 8% more in revenues. So they have an 8% tax rate, tax increase. Now they get very specific on their language. You would call that the tax levy increase is a little over 8%, while boasting that the tax rate was flat. I would have expected, you know, in the third or fourth or fifth paragraph, they might have said, due to increasing property values, this allows us to catch up on prior expenses, etc. But they led us to believe flat. Now, when it gets to Lebanon Township, each municipality has different levels of inflation that goes on in their real estate markets. Lebanon Township had approximately an 18% increase in the value of our properties versus our book value, the assessed value, the revaluation number that we had from a few years ago. That's greater real estate appreciation inflation than other municipalities have had. So we have a higher than 8% increase in the taxes coming from Lebanon Township residents. That's where we get the 11% hit from the county. Now, the county is 14% of our taxes, of the total tax bill that you have. The regional school district, that taxes paid by Lebanon Township went up about 6.4%. They're very straightforward, though. They tell us that their budget went up a little over 3%, which actually is not bad for the regional high school. They're usually a little bit more than that. You look at the 11 municipalities that pay into the North Hunterdon Voorhees regional tax regional school district, and the high school uses a formula of property values, which we had a higher appreciation than some of the other towns, and number of students that are going in to the school from a municipality, and they have a very good presentation. Everything's very straightforward from the regional school. So you can see Lebanon Township has a lot of students, a lot more students than many other municipalities. So 6.4% coming from the regional school district. Our Woodland school district has a 3% tax increase. Lebanon Township, the municipality, 2% tax increase, weighted all together. Our municipal budget is now a little bit less than an eighth of the total taxes that you pay. Typical house in Lebanon Township pays about $10,000 in taxes, so you're paying $500 more, primarily driven by the county and somewhat by the regional school district. Just wanted to inform everyone of that. Yeah. There's no action required.
Thank you. I know you spent a lot of time with Tony down at the county on that, and liaison finance into liaison into finance. So, okay. So, next up, is that it?
Yep.
All right. Next up, I need a motion to open a public comment. Anything anybody wants to talk about?
Make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Can I get a motion to close public comment? Oh, I put my head down and she got up. They're trying to race me through, and then this time I put my head down and...
I guess the number one thing is a new Christmas tree. Any discussion? Action? When will we have it? Before December, hopefully? I know someone said that if Hughes wanted, he could put it in. The person who took it down.
Before we... No. I have no proposal right now for a Christmas tree.
Well, you want to
get a potted one? We'll put a potted one out there for you.
We'd like a nice size Christmas tree. We've discussed taking down the old Christmas tree, and that's still standing there. That's dying. But we would like to have a Christmas tree to decorate in light that we do the first Sunday of December every year. So can we have? Guarantee we'll have a Christmas tree?
I'm not guaranteeing anything. If the committee wants to discuss something, they welcome to. What's wrong with decorating the one that's out here?
The one that's dying?
Yeah.
I think it's dying.
Yeah.
Do you ever go look at it? You know, you looked at all the other trees.
Well, can we cut that one?
Can we
cut that one down?
We're right ahead. That's been discussed for years.
Yeah.
We've asked for that to be replaced, and that just, you know, there was nothing wrong with the trees taken down. So,
yeah.
You may have to skip a year.
I don't think that's really acceptable. Is everyone on this committee is acceptable? Well, skipping something that took a tree down that wasn't bad?
What we could do is put it on the August 16th agenda, give everybody a chance to think about it and come back, and it's still August.
Okay. Now, this ordinance that you just introduced, will that be now on the website that we can look at?
The ordinance for the, you're talking about
fire
the
official
the fire official?
Yeah.
Well,
you had said that you would now, when things were introduced, resolutions ahead that we were able to look at?
Well, the package went to John, didn't it? Wouldn't it have been in there?
I didn't see anything besides
the agenda went to John.
All I got was the agenda on the website.
Okay. Yeah, anything actionable that you can see should have been on there with the agenda. So it didn't get there, apparently.
So that's before the next meeting that will be on there? So we'll be able to look at that time? Okay.
Yes.
So now with the refilling the police officer that's leaving, when we had the discussion that there was two officers were going to be hired, that the chief wanted to be able to look at the candidates, and we were hired... At that time, we were told we were not increasing our force. Did I hear tonight that now we are increasing our force? Because you said we were going to, that there was going to be vacancies, perceived vacancies ahead at a time. That's why we needed the two officers.
I don't think we're increasing, though.
I don't think we're anticipating increasing.
Huh?
We're not increasing the force.
Not
increasing to
after the two officers.
At a class two, then when he decides to retire, I'm not replacing.
Okay.
We're not increasing the department.
When you hired the two officers, was that increasing the?
I don't think we should be discussing personnel more than to say we don't anticipate.
I'm not saying we don't anticipate.
That's all.
Because I believe you made the comment when you were talking about this that we were not increasing the force.
When we staffed up last year, we needed those people, whether people left or not at that point. We needed those people because Jason was actually, he was chief and going around and on patrol at times. So it wasn't a situation where they were in there waiting for somebody else to retire. So if somebody's retiring now, we're backfilling that with somebody to keep that situation that we had whole. I'm not going to say much more than that.
Okay. So. Can I ask the lawyers?
He wants to answer.
Maybe a history is. Because I see now you want everything to be a resolution. What is the difference between a motion and a resolution? Does a resolution, I thought, it expires after a year. Does that continue on? Like, what's the purpose? Because now it's a new thing. We're doing resolutions and not motions. I just would like this understanding.
Resolutions, the way he's got it working now, puts everything in one spot. So you don't have to go looking for what was the cost of it. Let's go find the invoice. Let's do this. Let's do that. It's a resolution, how you solve the problem, all in one spot, so you have that resolution for the year.
Like we have down there.
Mm-hmm.
All the resolutions are put out in this different place. Because when we went through books, we didn't go back until the 70s. The mm-hmm. resolutions were in there, but we had to go back through.
Well, you were asking what a resolution is, why we're doing it. That's why we're doing it. We're trying to do it in a proper way, to put everything in one spot. So if somebody ever wonders what happened in the year 2023 on this mower, there it is. It's all there. It's who the state contract or co-op was, who authorized it. The CFO certified the funds. It's all in one spot, on one page.
Okay, you're writing it all out, and it's not, that's not in a motion?
Nope.
It makes it more official.
No, that's not all. In the, you don't put everything in the motion. The motion is overall.
So if I could, Madam, just for edification for committee and public, is that bodies, and since you are a body, mm-hmm. you're supposed to act by formal action. And a way to memorialize a formal action is by resolution. Resolutions do not expire. Okay. The only time a resolution can be changed or later rescinded by another resolution, but there's no time limitation relative to resolution. What it does is it's a written memorialization of an action taken by a body. And because of procurement requirements under state statute, under NJSA 4811-1 et sec, which is the process where in the New Jersey Administrative Code, there are certain things that are required to be documented to ensure that that process is being followed. So to avoid any issues in the future, and then having to, as you had alluded to, trying to, aside from the formal action, and that's how bodies act, to memorialize and to ensure that the actions are memorialized, and to make it easier in the future if someone has a question about a certain purchase. It's a lot easier to search a resolution in your database, and then you can pull it up. So that makes it easier, as opposed to going back and looking at minutes and seeing what happened in minutes. But actually, it's the formal way and the appropriate way to memorialize actions taken by a body. There are certain actions that require a resolution, and especially when it comes to purchases. And if I've stated, because you have a QPA, who can award contracts up to $44,000, you also have a quote threshold, caps at $6,600. To the extent that it exceeds that quote threshold, the better and best way to proceed is to ensure that you have a resolution memorializing that purchase so no one questions how the board acted. Similarly, again, as a letter of resignation, as I said, based upon my 30 years of doing municipal law, sometimes you find a nugget or two, and like I said, when that one town didn't have the resolution, the first thing the judge asked is, based upon experience, is this what you did, right? So then there's no question. So it's a matter of ensuring that a body is acting the appropriate course, and when formal action is taken to memorialize purchases, agreements, contracts, which should always have a resolution, that's how a board acts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if it's working.
It's turned green or no.
Touch the...
red should work.
If you do touch this thing up here...
Tap the top.
Tap the... It's working.
Yeah, you're good.
Matthew Yadick, 40 Anthony Road. I would just like to say that the new police sign down there looks tremendous, and Sharon did a wonderful job. But you know, it would be great if we had a littler sign out there to see the driveway that's out there. That we knew the police were here.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little nerve-wracking when you're pulling in there and trying to figure out which is the right driveway to pull in for the cops. You don't want to do that, but yeah, that would be tremendous to have one there or have one for the EMT, because she's just done a wonderful job with that new sign.
Who is Sharon?
Oh, Mrs. Laws.
No, that was arranged by Brian Wonder, and You missed the meeting. You missed the meeting.
Oh, it's someone different?
There were two designs.
Oh. Ridge Builders.
Ridge, yeah, it was on Facebook.
John Trizolo.
Yeah.
Support local.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Okay, so.
Happened to build another sign that's direction info. I don't know where that driveway
Any other public comment?
Four driveways, actually.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Make the motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we're going to go into a very short executive session. No action will be taken. Resolution number 95-2023. It's a personnel issue. Can I get a motion for resolution number 95-2023?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. Good to see you. Okay, nothing yet. Nothing yet. They can't get the machine.
Never
that's what it is.
On what's
yeah.
been done before so, because I find most times it wasn't right.
I know, and I just hope they don't show up without calling me. They know I want to know. So, all right.
Well, again, like for instance, if it's a sense,
right.
if you're a buyer,
the lot is over
and
full,
when you get a sense, now.